What would you ask quarterback Nick Foles? Well, here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC in Philadelphia on Fridays at 1:05 a.m. Ask an Eagle, presented by Geico. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. It's Dave and Chris here in the Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. And let's talk a little bit about the Eagles offense, starting with running back LeSean McCoy. He met the media after Monday night's game. A solid performance from McCoy. 20 carries, 79 yards, a touchdown. Not quite enough for the fantasy football players, but certainly enough for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I won't say surprised me. I've seen him in the past. I played against him a couple of times, and he's always find a way to make plays. If it's on the ground or it's in the air or for special teams, you know, he's really giving us some spark. I mean, shoot, without Sproles, I mean, we'd be in some trouble, to be honest. We really would. I think that's why we're a team. You know, when guys are struggling, he's picking everybody up. The great thing about winning is if you don't play well or if things don't go right, you know, to have the attitude to fight to win. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what we're doing every game. Fighting, clawing to win. Now we're going to have them blowouts. That's waiting to happen. Hopefully next week. You know, but if you got to win like this, we got to win like this. I think it starts with me. I got to get it going. So we can suck up them guys and throw the ball deep and everybody can make the plays. I mean, that's something I take personally. And it starts with me. That's how I see it. I think if we all play on another level, we'll be a way better team. It says a lot about us not playing at that elite level and still winning these games. Where if we're hitting all cylinders, I mean, sky's the limit for this team.
So much has been made of the Eagles' offense, tale of two halves. We take a look at the numbers here. In the first half, weeks 1 and 2, you see, Chris, no, zero, zilch touchdowns. The Eagles much, much better in quarters 3 and 4.
The Eagles outscoring their opponents 58-10 in the second half of the two games over the past couple of games to start this season here. And the key is, to me, the offensive line up front. They had all the injuries with Alan Barber and Evan Mathis going down in the second quarter of that game against Jacksonville. They solidified this week with Dennis Kelly left guard, Andrew Gardner right tackle. Head coach Chip Kelly saying that, in fact, he's happy with the performance of the offensive line and he's going to keep it consistent moving forward here. So then giving Nick Foles a protection and also just battling that Colts tough defensive line. Certainly a lot of big bodies up there trying to clog up the middle of the field. The Eagles doing a good job of staying with the run game and finally breaking free later on in the game, working the edges.
Yeah, I think to me the focus here for the Eagles at least is scoring touchdowns in the red zone. 0 of 2 against Jacksonville inside the 20-yard line. 0 of 2 in the first half against the Colts. So an opportunity early in the game on Monday night for the Eagles to take a lead with touchdowns. They didn't do that. Got things going in the second half with 3 touchdowns there in the red zone. So clearly to me, that is the focus. We take a look at some of the other notes here about this first couple of games for the Eagles. The comeback kids, the Eagles, the first team in NFL history to start 20.2-0 after trailing by 14 or more points in the second half of both of the first two games. Chris, that is remarkable. Really points to the resiliency of this team.
The offense realizes that, as Nick Foles said after the Jacksonville game, you can't get 17 points on a single play. And what Chip Kelly's offense does, it's able to work methodically down the field, but at the same time, you get those chunk plays with plays to players like Zach Ertz and Darren Sproles where you can get big yardage, so you're able to move down the field quickly. You look at the third quarter, the 2 touchdowns came within 2 minutes, of course, thanks to the defensive turnover, but nonetheless, the Eagles, because of how explosive they can be, how efficient they can be when they're on top of their game, they can come back from any deficit.
And then the note that really is interesting, in 2 games with the Eagles, Darren Sproles has 3 plays of 40-plus yards, just 3 plays of 40-plus yards in 3 seasons in New Orleans. So Sproles obviously has been a huge component in the Eagles' offense, and we break it down even further. Greg Cosell from NFL Films in our Microsoft Beneath the Surface feature, the 57-yard connection, Nick Foles to Darren Sproles leading to an Eagles score.
Thanks. Here's a play I expected to see tonight, and it starts in the backfield right here with Nick Foles in the gun, as he always is, and Darren Sproles offset right next to him. Now, what's going to be interesting about this is you're going to see the Colts. They're going to rush these 4, but they're also going to bring a 5th, this linebacker. So what you're going to have is a 5-man rush, and they're going to play man coverage behind it. Now, let me clear the screen, and you'll see what as we start this play. Now, if we freeze it about, right here, here's the matchup that you get. You're going to get Sproles out of the backfield. He's running what we call an angle route. And he's going to be matched on a linebacker, Josh McNary. Now, this is not a good matchup for any linebacker in the league, certainly for a backup linebacker starting in place of Jarrell Freeman. So let's clear the screen, see how it plays out, and here's what you get. You get Sproles on the move. This is what you want if you're the Eagles. You want Sproles on the move, an easy throw for Foles. Yes, he was under some pressure, but that's not a difficult throw. Now, if you go to the end zone, you'll see it really clearly. You can freeze it here for a sec. Here's the matchup. Sproles, McNary. This is really, really difficult for a linebacker. Now, because it's man coverage, you see man coverage, you see man coverage, you see a single deep safety. He's got no shot to help on this. So what you see is Sproles running to the middle of the field. Foles, yes, he's under a little pressure. Not a difficult throw right in front of him. Look at all that space. In fact, if we clear the screen, get rid of that, hit this, you'll see what's in front of him. A lot of open space for Darren Sproles. This is a really excellent play. It's a great play against teams like the Colts that use a lot of man coverage. Let's clear the screen. You'll see Sproles. He just will run this out, and he'll run for 50-plus yards. A big play for the Eagles.
Great stuff there, Greg. Now let's go into the locker room after last night's win. Jason Kelce starts us off talking a little bit about the Eagles' offense, the consistency not quite there for a team that is searching for the perfect game.
Throwing passes out of the backfield, screens, runs, draws, I mean, pretty much anything they can do. So it's great to have both of them. Then we can, you know, spell Shady a little bit. He doesn't have to take as many carries and tire him out. So, you know, it's great for us.
He plays so hard and with such emotion that he never wants to let one guy tackle him. He's so explosive as in every facet of the game, whether it's in the run game or the pass game or the return game. And I think it just speaks to who he is. He's been playing for 10 years, but he's playing with the emotion of a second-year player, so I think it speaks volumes about him.
You really don't have time to look, you know, to watch him because he is, you know, so quick and he can make things happen so fast. So, you know, when it's him back there, you gotta, you know, get up on the guys, you gotta block and do it quick.
Well, through, you know, through the course of his career, he's always been a good screen runner, even going back to his days in at the Chargers. North Turner and I talked about that, how their screen game kind of fell off when Darren left, and so he's got a feel for it. He's quick. I think he sort of gets lost in there a little bit, and then all of a sudden he pops out and he's in good position.
Well, we've delved into the offense, but it was the defense that kept the Eagles in the game Monday night against the Colts, and in the second half, providing some key turnovers to be able to allow the offense to drive down the field and eventually come back and win the game, Dave.
Yeah, the Eagles got that big stop against Andrew Luck, a big takeaway from Malcolm Jenkins earlier, a forced fumble, Fletcher Cox that D'Amico Ryans recovered. So the Eagles defense coming up big when we return to Eagles 360. We're talking about an Eagles defense that is so much better than it was 1 year ago.